You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In a recent report on Aotearoa's laws and policies for vaping, the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation New Zealand found the government still has significant areas for improvement to address the youth vaping epidemic. I speak to Chief Executive Letitia Harding about New Zealand's current laws and policies for vaping, the importance of regulation and restriction, and what measures the foundation would like to see the government take to better address these.
Just in light of the report, would you be able to touch on what the government's laws and policies on vaping currently are?
Yeah, so with our report, we've really looked at over the last, since 2017, since we've been involved in this space around requesting regulations around vaping. So at the moment, we're pleased with some of the things that have happened, like the reduction in nicotine content. We've been advocating since 2017 that this should be in line with the EU recommendations, which is 20 milligrams of nicotine for disposable vapes. And of course, they've reduced it to 28.5 milligrams of nicotine for refillable vapes. So that's certainly a positive.
Yeah. And what did the report find? What did it identify that the government is falling short on, particularly in terms of vaping habits amongst youth?
Yeah. So one of the things is, which we find incredibly frustrating, is just we need to stop any more specialist vape retailers from setting up around the country. We've got over 1,500 now around New Zealand, and we think that's certainly enough, especially when you can also access vapes from convenience stores and supermarkets and petrol stations. So, you know, that would be nice to see if they just stopped any more specialist vape retailers.
And as vaping is still relatively new, we still don't know entirely what the long-term impacts are, although we do, of course, have an increasing understanding of these. Would you be able to touch on what we know so far about the health impacts of vaping?
Yeah, so there's a lot more literature out there now being published around the harmful effects of vaping, certainly as a standalone product. A lot of people say, well, they're safer than cigarettes, and obviously that is true. You know, cigarettes are incredibly harmful and cause many, many deaths. But what we're finding from vaping is actually they do harm the lungs, and there's more literature coming out in studies that they do also harm the heart. So we're really concerned for those, you know, non-smokers, especially our youth. We've got around 20% who are regular vapers in New Zealand, taking that up and the effects, the harmful effects that's going to have on their lungs and their heart.
Yeah, and just to kind of add on to that, why is having more restrictions and regulations on vaping so important? Why do you think this should be a concern for New Zealanders?
I think it's a concern because we know that under 18-year-olds are actually purchasing and getting hold of these products. Online sales are a big issue as well. They can obviously go through and easily push yes, I'm over 18 and not be, and then purchase these products. So we've got a big problem with our younger, you know, our rangatahi who are vaping regularly now. And I that's a concern because, you know, the nicotine content has been incredibly high. And, you know, now we're facing a problem where we've got our kids who are addicted to vaping and how are we going to help them? And we need more investment from the government, how we support those kids, that group of teenagers to quit vaping. And certainly from our report card, you know, they haven't really done well in this area.
And as you say, since 2017, the foundation has been advocating for evidence-based vaping regulations. Did this recent report change any of the recommendations that the foundation has been advocating for the last 7 or so years, or has it remained mainly the same?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It has actually remained the same. You know, we wish that we had been listened to many years ago, and that's been frustrating, you know. The nicotine content shouldn't be as high as it was. They should have definitely looked at capping who could sell it, where it could be sold, and also restrictions around those sales as well, because if it is being sold in a specialist vape retailing store, then really there should be some information around smoking cessation, because that's where the government and that's where the Ministry of Health has always pitched vaping. But unfortunately, you know, it hasn't really fallen in that space, and to date there's been no vaping or e-cigarette products approved by the FDA for smoking cessation. And even here in New Zealand, you know, we don't have it approved for smoking cessation. Actually, the Ministry of Health views them primarily as a recreational product and secondary as a possible tool for smoking cessation. But actually approved as a particular device, no, it hasn't been.
What measures would you like to see the government take to better protect health and well-being of New Zealanders and our rangatahi when it comes to vaping?
We would certainly like the cap now, no more specialist vape retailers from setting up around the country. We would also like to pull these out of convenience stores and petrol stations as well. You know, we've got certainly over 1,500 specified retailers. That's enough. You can easily get hold of these products. When we also want more enforcement, so we want to have people, boots on the ground, actually going in and checking these stores, checking their online sales as well. And if they are selling to underage, then they need to be penalised harshly. I think that would be really good to see from the government. And also a real strong push to make sure that if we're saying there's no more disposable vapes, that there really are no more disposable vapes, and not letting the industry get around that. So I think that those are good initiatives. And of course, the last one would be to really look and support our, look at our rangatahi who are addicted to vaping, and support really good mahi that is going on in that space. You know, the foundation ourselves, we have two community vape educators out in the field going into Kura and schools around the country. Doing workshops, we produced the first quit vaping for rangatahi guide. So, you know, more investment into work that is being done out there.
That was Chief Executive for the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation New Zealand, Letitia Harding, speaking about current laws and policies for vaping in Aotearoa and how to better address the youth vaping epidemic.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.